this generated an aside that we want to spend more time with in future shows. Power's attempts to demoralize or eliminate from our midst those with the most heart, most love, whose souls are still whole, will ever be continuous while it exists. And when this compulsion, subservience to which they imagine to be key to the power guy's safety, when this extends to entire nations, Syria, Yemen, Somalia, Burma, Haiti, Venezuela, earth-connected peoples across the globe, it seems the statesman's violence, physical and economic, brought down upon them so extreme, it seems to demolish this argument along with those targeted nations, not to say that they're demolished in perpetuity or even entirely, obviously. We need to hurry, is my point here. The pain they inflict, the Plato's tribesmen dismissed to their children with a wave of the Republic and their muttered words from it, the canvas must be clean, omitting Hitler's or Hegel's similar thoughts along this line, that only from violence springs the quote-unquote ideal society, because only then can we be compelled to come in, to obey them. When the good and kind earth-sprung see their world burn down around them, all we who are awake can say is that we must hurry, knowing that the longer we delay performing the acts required by our choice of love, the more atrocities the Plato's tribesmen commit in their desperation to honor their pater's vision. As Alice Miller explained to us, made sadists speak their childhood traumas through their acts of horror against us. No matter, it's their parents they are really killing. It is we who lose our lives and loved ones. We, our blood, used to salve their psychic wounds. So, we hold to Prince's guidance. Our earth-connected sisters and brothers, burned, bludgeoned, raped, murdered, are in survival mode because they've already chosen. They're in the crosshairs. It falls on us to trust what our bodies tell us, to believe in love and our right to live free of all coercion. What they need from us is the hope we show by being the opposite of power, showing them, using social media, that we with the resources will use them to stop the vicious reign of rule, of hate, the bottomless arrogance of the global statesmen, and work together to design freedom. Choosing love now is a matter of understanding why and how it must be fought for, and how that's done for it to exist at all, and how it will be the basis of our global freedom. So, let's go fishing in the